My name's Courtney.
Elisa.
Simona.
Squiggy.
We would like to present a statement generated collectively in a process of dialogue within the Advanced Seminar on Women, Power, and Autonomy that began in the fall of 2007. The Advanced Seminar on Women, Power, and Autonomy itself is a response both to the lack of recognition of the contributions of women to the global struggles for liberation and to efforts that seek to unite women in order to make positive changes in our communities and for humanity. The seminar is a space created for encounter to cross racial and class divisions in order to facilitate a dialogue about our different analyses, strategies, resources, and desires. Our effort at all times seeks to address issues that women of color and other underrepresented folks face, especially confronting crises generated through institutional bureaucratic exigencies that attempt to keep us divided. We are also resisting the role of students as consumers, instead taking control of our intellectual futures and disrupting the individualism that is fostered in the education institution. Our success in politicizing academic spaces has meant that we are able to inform other spaces, especially those that are women-centered, with research agenda analyses and strategies towards autonomy.
Women face internal and external violence. We see internal and external violence as relational and manifesting depending on location and context. Violence is historical and is maintained and defended over time through the ideologies and the common sense or common senselessness of Western culture. The mechanisms for spreading and justifying violence are many and complex. Thus, we notice that violence becomes sexualized, racialized, gendered, patriarchal, and normalized, which becomes systematic and reinforces the systemic nature of violence. They create a complex code that decides who is deserving of such violence, as well as they attempt to hide violence from our consciousness. These forms of domination and violence are also normalized in patriarchal spaces.
External violence includes state violence, hate-based violence, colonization, genocide, and war. All of these forms of violence target women in particular ways and in different ways depending on race, class, nationality, and sexuality. Violence also manifests as low-intensity warfare that affects women in dramatic ways, while low-intensity war and its relation to women are invisibilized and normalized. Internal violence includes sexual violence and domestic violence. Women's individual internalized experiences with violence connect to a greater external cross-wide system of violence. Violence creeps into the intimate relations and within families, often providing a starting point for people to learn to accept violence. The effects of violence manifest as low self-esteem, binary thinking, feeling threatened, fear of judgment, and self-silencing, resulting from the culturally learned lack of support for an emotional outlet. It also manifests as physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual trauma. Internalized violence is facilitated by a Western binary framework that limits our women's complex, fluid, and moving identities, as well as it isolates and divides women. Heteronormative attitudes further divide and isolate women.
Internal and external violence reinforce one another and cooperate in keeping women's position and mindset subjugated and colonized. Violence is normalized when it becomes accepted, expected, assumed, and tolerated, which is an ongoing process that leads to silencing and thus perpetuation of violence. Disassociation also results from normalization of violence, making it possible for people to not see the interconnected and reinforcing nature of colonized violence.
We see violence as serving particular interests, making it a tool to coerce and force into submission, all to serve one culture and one form of social relations. Often we find institutional support to deal with this relational violence. However, they create bureaucracy intended to discipline, discourage, intimidate working class women, unwaged women, and women of color. Furthermore, the state-based solutions discourage women of color and working class women from creating their own new forms of institutional support. How does complicating our understanding of violence help us to address tensions and barriers between women and within organizing spaces? How does this understanding of violence help us to overcome violence?